This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bites. My name is Audrey Raj, and in the studio with me today is
Frida Liu.
And we are asking you if the MCO or the moratorium has helped you save more money. We've got a poll going on Twitter and on Instagram right now. You still have a few minutes to get in touch and participate in that poll. At BFM Radio is our handle, or you can send us a message on WhatsApp 018-789-8899. But first, we're going to go into our final story of the day about how Uber could be forced out of the UK. So the coronavirus pandemic has been brutal for ride-hailing companies in the UK, particularly. At the height of the crisis, demand for rides on Uber dropped about 80%. Revenue fell almost 30% on year. The company cut about 3,700 staff during the pandemic. But the food delivery side of things was good, bringing in more revenue than rides during the coronavirus crisis. So the company believes Uber Eats will help the company navigate the challenges ahead. Now, as Uber battles to stem losses, its future in the UK has never been more out of its control. On September 14th, you know, in just a couple of weeks, it will face the Transport for London in court to fight losing its London licence over passenger safety concerns after a July court date was actually, well, pushed to September because of the coronavirus. In the same month, it will likely receive a Supreme Court judgment that will determine whether its drivers can continue to be classed as contractors or whether they are workers, which means they will be entitled to basic benefits such as holiday pay, minimum wage and sick leave. And these are costs that Uber couldn't even afford before the coronavirus crisis, right? So if Uber loses either case in court, it could be a disaster for its operations as it attempts to recover from the coronavirus crisis. If it loses both, it could be the beginning of the end of Uber in the UK. So the company's side investment in driverless vehicles is also unlikely to pan out. And its food delivery business has too much competition in the UK already, you know, to make up for the losses in the private hire fares. Uber's new plan to take over tech company AutoCab, which actually connects people to taxis in areas where Uber currently doesn't operate, well, you know, that would also hardly make up for the revenue loss in London City itself.
Right.
So for a long time, major rivals in the UK have dreamed of knocking Uber off its top spot in the capital city. That moment, people say, may have finally arrived as the court dates loom and ridership ramps up again post-lockdown. Major rivals have actually been forging partnerships and finalizing mergers for a chance to take over Uber's top perch. So private hire app FreeNow has completed its merger with Captain, a move that it says will make it the second largest operator in London. So if Uber loses its license, they're effectively number one.
Right. You know, okay, when I look at this, right, just because you merge and you come in as competition, you will also be faced with these
same issues,
right? So it doesn't change that way. And this is also fresh off from Lyft's results last night. It was reported. They reported a 61% Q2 revenue decline.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And they're not thinking of moving out of California because the same thing, they expect the riders to be classified as employers, right? As employees, right? And of course, then it comes with benefits. I personally feel that it defeats the purpose of why it was first started. You know, you can offer maybe insurance, right? At a reduced rate that you can deduct from the payment. But, you know, I feel that would be fair that, you know, maybe there are benefits in that sense, right? But to consider them as employees, it defeats the purpose of why they started. The business model.
The whole gig economy model, right?
Yeah. So anyway, that's my thought.
So you have a FreeNow that's completed its merger with Captain. Then you also have the SoftBank-backed Ola, which launched early this February. And they've partnered with taxi hailing company Gett. And so this is also another force to be reckoned with because things have changed since Uber first took to London. One of the biggest selling points for FreeNow and Gett is their vehicles are actually taxi cabs, those black cabs, right? And they are best prepared to deal with the coronavirus, because the newer models or your usual Uber passenger vehicles, they don't have that hard plastic separation panel, right? And so this separate clean air filtration system that these black taxi cabs have, they are basically designed to avoid the spreading of bodily fluids. And this is so important for passengers, you know, during the coronavirus. So I guess as a result of the pandemic, London's fragmented and very divisive taxi market, I guess, you know, it runs a risk of crumbling apart. And we'll just have to wait and see what happens with both these court cases and how Uber survives this. But the vultures, the rivals, they are circling right now. So yeah, we'll just have to wait and see. We'll keep you updated on that when it happens later next month. But for now, we are asking you, you know, did the MCO or the moratorium help you save more money? We've got a bunch of messages to read, but a quick look at the poll numbers. We have 36% who say yes, it's helped them save. 17% say yes, enough to invest. And 47% say no. So it's basically a half and half. Half have saved and I guess half have not.
Right. Okay. So, and it's very different in when it comes to the Instagram. Well, not too different from Instagram, but I think more people were saving over at Instagram, right?
Yeah.
So here we've got a comment here from Brother Ben. He says, small analysis of your result will be it many say yes, high viewership of listeners high listenership of BFM listeners are higher, M40 and T20. If many said no, you know,
B40 listeners.
Yeah, yeah. Many poor enough to invest, many listeners are in M40. Yeah, I guess that's the case.
That's what you got to love about our listeners. They even give you analysis.
Thank you.
And we've got a very familiar name here.
Yeah, it sounds familiar. Like, I know this fella. Saved quite a fair bit, but then blew it all up on a new laptop. But how I spend money has changed a lot. I find myself saving more. And of course, he misses all of us. We miss you too, Jeff Sandhu.
Thanks for chiming in, Jeff. Once again,
you can still catch it in his podcast on Tech Talk. He was on at 11.
We just heard him at 11. Yeah. Also, you know, thank you so much for all your messages that have come in on WhatsApp, on Twitter, and on Instagram. Once again, our top story today was, did the MCO help you save more money? And then we moved on to that story
about eBay helping out with their sellers with loans.
Yes. And finally, rivals are circling as Uber could be forced out of the UK. If you missed out on any part of this show, the podcast will be available on our website and the BFM app and on iTunes and on Spotify or wherever else you get your podcasts fixed. Just look for Enterprise Biz Bytes. We'll be back again same time tomorrow for more Enterprise Biz Bytes. It's going to be a Friday fest, I hear. We've got some interesting stories for you. But for now, on behalf of Frida Liu and myself, Audrey Raj, thank you for listening. Catch you again tomorrow. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.